This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There's more where that came from.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Several big U.S. banks have gone overseas looking for badly needed cash. They've gotten quite a bit of money from foreign government funds in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Singapore, China. Now it appears the banks need a little more. The Wall Street Journal says Citigroup and Merrill Lynch are in talks to sell another stake. The paper says Citi might be looking for $10 billion. Merrill Lynch wants about $4 billion from a Middle Eastern source. So far, those banks aren't talking. Finally, investors bought some stocks yesterday. The Dow gained 146 points to 12,735. The NASDAQ broke an eight-day losing streak. It was up 34. The S&P 500 added 18 to 1409. But in Tokyo today, stocks dropped 1.5%. Yesterday, Goldman Sachs issued its economic predictions for 2008. Number one, there will be a recession. Number two, the Fed will cut interest rates almost 2% by September. That'd be a fairly aggressive move. But the Fed has to be careful because inflation is lurking. And recession plus inflation equals something truly ugly, stagflation. Let's bring in our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, how aggressive can the Fed afford to be?
I think the Fed can go far. Now, yes, you can make a very convincing case that inflation is a worry. But here's what troubles me. There are a lot of mortgages going bad. And it's not just mortgages. Credit card defaults are up. Auto loan defaults are up. A number of the big private equity bank deals have fallen apart. And in that kind of environment where debt is going bad, where the prices in the housing market are falling, that's not an inflationary environment.
Well, Chris, is there any historical situation that we can look back upon and learn from?
Boy, we don't have to go very far back in the history books. So we've been talking about stagflation in the 1970s. Well, what about Japan in the 1990s? This, to me, is the real concern. Japan in the 1980s, you had a skyrocketing stock market. You had a strong commercial real estate market. Okay, the asset bubble went bust, and Japan went into a stagnation. And it went into a world of very little lending, very low interest rates, and their economy went nowhere. And what happened is that the Japanese central bank, when the bubble burst, was fretting. Oh, inflation. Inflation's a problem. Hey, hello, people. There was debt going bad, and they didn't act fast enough. So what you don't want to have happen is the Fed worrying about inflation while all this debt goes bad.
So in a sentence or two, what's your prediction for what's going to happen with with the Fed this year?
My prediction is that the Fed is going to be aggressive, that Ben Bernanke is a student of debt deflation from the 1930s, and that the Fed made a number of studies of the mistakes the Japanese central bank made in the 1990s. They're going to be more aggressive than the market thinks.
All right. Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
One caucus and one primary down, 48 states to go. Super Tuesday is less than a month away. And you know what that means? The barrage of campaign ads is about to start. This could be a record year. Here in California, we're already getting those TV ads for and against certain propositions. Jeremy Hobson takes a look at the presidential candidates.
In the next month, candidates are competing for states that include 7 of the 10 most expensive TV markets in the country. So where should they buy? I asked Christopher Arterton, who heads the School of Political Management at George Washington University.
They cannot afford to compete in all of these states, and so that's why they're going to triage them into states that they can't win, states that they can't lose, and then the states where money will make a difference.
As a result, he says, it's possible no clear winner will emerge on either side after February 5th. Well, there will be one winner, broadcast TV, but Evan Tracy, who runs the Campaign Media Analysis Group, says candidates won't be flooding the airwaves with ads.
They will use cable, they will use broadcast, but it's going to be by no means any comparison to what Iowa and New Hampshire have seen.
Tracy says campaign strategists who are paid to figure out where to advertise will be earning their paychecks in the coming weeks. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
In honor of political ad season, we've pulled an oldie but a goodie from our spoof collection. So without further ado, here are the Marketplace players.
I'm a mom, and I'm voting yes on Prop 111. Prop 111 provides free candy for every child in our state.
I heart candy.
And the candy won't hurt their teeth, because Prop 111 will fund the development of a high-tech polymer that protects kids' teeth from decay. The polymer also makes kids 200% smarter and wealthier, and it makes them hate illegal drugs. And Prop 111 does all this without raising taxes by floating a series of magic astrological wizard bonds that incur zero debt while generating billions of dollars in revenue. If you believe in unicorns, vote yes on Prop 111.
Paid for by Citizens for Realism and Voting.
Supporters of Prop 111 say it gives candy to children. But thanks to special interest loopholes, Prop 111 will actually seal children in wooden barrels and roll them off the tops of skyscrapers.
Help me!
The plummeting child-stuffed barrels will destroy our roads. 10% of state revenue will go towards repaving the streets and burying the dead. And Prop 111 has provisions for 900 new taxes, including one on the air you breathe. Prop 111 was crafted in a cave full of vampire bats by demons with wings of fire. It hates you. If you are a human being, vote no on 111.
Paid for by Voters United Against Fearmongering.
The Marketplace players, led by Rico Galliano, Stacey Vanek-Smith, and Michelle Phillippe. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.